Well, it's really quite an exciting move. The Area Agency on Aging has an advisory council. And as part of some of the research that the Advisory Council was doing, a committee broke off to take a look specifically at wellness for seniors. And part of this was out of an interest of one of the prior county commissioners, Dale Lauman, who was particularly interested in mental health for seniors. He was very worried about isolated seniors who couldn't get out, struggled to find the resources that they needed. In addition, in some of the surveys that have been accomplished in our county, there's a strong interest throughout all the age groups in there being enough wellness programs to be prevented for everyone, to keep costs down and to keep quality of life high. So this committee has done some work in surveying needs specific to the older population, and frankly, wellness needs come right up at the top.
The population here in Flathead County, I believe, is an aging population. Is that correct?
Yes. We have, of course, the entire United States population is aging, but we're doing it a little faster. So we have a pretty good population size in older adults. And they tend to be active because we're a resort location. We have a lot of interest in this area in our population.
Well, and activity has to be good for mental health, correct?
It's absolutely good for mental health. And then we have a few things in Montana that make mental health a little tougher. The lack of light in winter is hard for some of us. The snow, if you're already struggling to get out and about because of a depression, can make it a little worse. Flip side of it is we have the beauties that help as well. So.
And so with this wellness committee, you folks put together a one-page survey.
Yes, the Wellness Committee has been working on surveying as many seniors as we can rustle up at various events. We did the survey at the most recent senior picnic, the annual picnic that the Area Agency on Aging provides. We're going to be doing the survey, offering it as well as our upcoming wellness screening event. And really our goal is to help gather information for our community about what really are the needs of the senior population. It's been interesting already. We're taking a look at, we're asking persons to say, what are your physical concerns? What are your financial concerns? Your mental health concerns? Are you able to get activities? Lots of different things surfacing up about needs out in the community.
What are some of the things that you're hearing?
Well, we had anticipated that depression would be an issue for the older population, and it is for at least 5 to 10% of the population being concerned that they have at least minor to moderate concerns about depression. And we're finding, of course, that finances are huge, ability to get out of the house and have adequate transportation are big issues as well.
And so with this information that you're collecting, that you continue collecting,
mm-hmm.
what is it that you're kind of hoping to do, finding that depression is really topping the list?
Well, we're hoping, as always, that these are supports for continuing to develop programming that meets everyone's needs. One of the most difficult things about healthcare in general is there is never one program that meets every need, but rather a real need to build a whole continuum of services. And that really, you research these things in part to help your community understand where you need to be spending your short resources.
And then there's going to be the screening is kind of part of it that's coming up on October 29th. Tell me about the screening.
Well, we're really excited about it because it's the first time that the committee has moved into action, and that's always a lot of fun, making that move from asking questions to helping to solve something. And one of the biggest choices of this committee was we wanted to screen in order to learn to do preventative care. And so there's a number of different agencies getting together, all putting their time together in order to screen in a number of different areas. We're holding this on Tuesday, October 29th from noon until 2. It's at the Kalispell Senior Center, which is 403 2nd Avenue West. And we're also hoping to be able to provide some good screening in areas that are less common in some other screenings. So, for instance, there's some cognitive screenings that will be going on through Eagle View West Life Care Planning. We're going to do a variety of mental health screenings from North Valley Embrace Health. There's some balance and fall risk assessments from the retreat at Buffalo Hills and some nutrition screenings from Home Options.
So who do you hope comes?
Oh, anybody can come. We're hoping that lots of persons will come and get some good door prizes.
But if people have specific questions, this might be a place for them to come and find out.
It absolutely would be a good place. We'll have agency area on aging present as well. Their information and assistance persons will be there to help, including setting up appointments for Medicare counseling, which, of course, for the time of the year, that's really timely. And most importantly, everyone there doing the screenings will have information about where to go if the screening identifies any kind of issue or problem. And that's the biggest thing. If we screen, we want to get someone connected to the help they need.
And then with this idea of geriatric depression is one of the things you're screening for here, and it's kind of a headline item. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to me about how that, you know, differs from the general header of depression?
One of the things that sometimes happens is that persons have a feeling that because we're older that we're just somehow doomed to be depressed. And so if we're older and become depressed, we may seem to think that we will feel there's nothing we can do. And in fact, it's exactly the opposite. Depression is treatable no matter the age of the individual. We're somewhat more vulnerable as older persons because as we age, we may accumulate loss, we may accumulate loss of function, we may struggle with financial stressors and family stressors and physical stressors. But in fact, the same tools that we use to help with depression in younger individuals works wonderfully for older individuals. And what I'm enjoying the most about the North Valley Embrace program is we are helping people feel better. Just today we graduated someone who's not depressed anymore, and that makes us very happy.
Well, thank you. I've been speaking with Jennifer Allen, the program director for North Valley Hospital's Embrace Health.